We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All systems are go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Van
Vliet! All right, welcome back to another audio adventure on Insight. I'm CVV, Chris Van Vliet. Thank you so much for allowing me into your ears for this episode and for a lot of you on every single episode. But if it's your first time here, so glad you joined us in a sea of literally millions of podcasts. And I certainly hope you stick around. Take a second to click follow or subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the interviews that we have coming up or any of these kinds of episodes. I love these so much. It's one-on-one. It's me and you just hanging out. Our fan of the week is D. Wells, who says, 5-star pod. So good. Definitely a must listen is the Freddie Prinze Jr. episode. Such good life advice and inside WWE writing insight all in one pod. Very good! Exclamation mark. Well, thank you, D. Wells. I appreciate that. I read one review on every single episode. So if you have an iPhone, you definitely have Apple Podcasts. So go in there, click that purple app, and click the 5 stars and leave a few words. I will shout you out on the show for free, of course. That's all I ask. I don't ask for anything else in return. And if you happen to listen on Spotify, thanks for being with us. And Spotify now has a rating system. So go in there, click the 5 stars, and just show your appreciation for the show. That's all I ask. I super appreciate you. So if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, you might have seen that I just wrapped up No Sugar January. Yeah, an entire month, 31 days of not eating any sugar. Now, I don't think I need to tell you why sugar is bad for you, especially when you have way too much of it, which was me for a long time. I mean, when I was working in TV every single day, the TV station was right across from a convenience store. So I would get those mid-afternoon crashes, and I would conveniently walk across the street and buy a big bag of gummy bears or Sour Patch Kids. And that would tie me over for like an hour or so. I'd be feeling great until I absolutely crashed. And I've always been the type of person who goes to a restaurant and looks at the dessert menu first before figuring out what I'm going to get on the main course. Maybe you're with me on this one. And by the way, if they had one of those cookie skillet desserts, you know, the one where it's a fresh baked cookie in a skillet topped with ice cream, oh, it was over for me. So all of this is to say I had a bit of a problem with sugar. So trust me, I know that, you know, I know that sugar's not good, but that doesn't mean that doing No Sugar January was easy just because I knew that. But there's a lot of things I learned this month from doing it. And if this is something that you're thinking of doing, I would so encourage you to try it. Maybe a month is too long, but try it for a few days or a week or two or three. And to be clear, this was no added sugars. I was still eating things like carbs and fruits, but I mentioned this to my dad and he was like, oh, I'd love to do that, but I don't think I'd last a day, which is, you know, it's pretty clear where I inherited my sweet tooth from. DVV. Yeah. So I was posting updates when I started this on January 1st. And this wasn't like a New Year's resolution thing. This was just me wanting to do this for a long time and figuring, you know what? Let's start it right now. And the biggest question I kept getting was, man, how do you do it? And you've probably heard me say this before, and it's beginning to become a theme here. Just start. Instead of thinking of the month as a whole, I broke it down into weeks and then into days. I figured if I could do one day, then I could do 2 days. And if I could do 2 days, then I could do a full week, you know, and so on and so on. Day one and two, let me tell you, the cravings were bad, especially when I would eat something salty. I would instantly want something sweet afterwards. But a few days in, those cravings went away completely. I mean, so much so that my girlfriend Rachel would be eating pints of ice cream or cookies next to me on the couch, and I would just like be like, it seems nice. I don't really care. But the biggest thing that I learned from doing this is it's a lot easier to not do something than it is to start doing something. It's easier to not, for example, drink soda than it is to start working out or to start reading every day. And it's those little changes, like James Clear talks about in Atomic Habits, which is one of my favorite books of all time. It's those little changes that make such a huge difference over time. If you truly want to change your life, you have to change the things that you do every single day, because we are the things that we consistently do. I love this quote from Brendon Burchard. He says, first, it is an intention, then a behavior, then a habit, then a practice, then second nature, then it is simply who you are. So the main point here is it doesn't necessarily have to be cutting out sugar for a whole month. But I would ask you, what's the one thing you could cut out, or at least cut back on, that would greatly improve the quality of your life? Maybe it's spending less time on social media. Perhaps it's not cracking that beer open as soon as you get home from work every day. Or maybe it's not hanging out with that person that makes you feel like absolute shit when it's over. You know what I'm talking about. For me, though, No Sugar January was amazing. I extended it into February for a few days, and then I was like, you know what? That cookie is looking awfully good. And I had one earlier today, and then I got a headache like 20 minutes later. This is the interesting thing about cutting out sugar for a whole month, is sweet things now taste so, so sweet. It's almost like my body had been accustomed to like, oh yeah, that thing is kind of sweet, I guess. But now, like, even just the littlest bit of sugar is like, whoa! So I don't think it's going to be no sugar February, March, April, May on for me. But it's definitely going to be a lot less sugar. So for you, what's that thing, right? What's that one thing you could cut out or cut back on that would greatly improve the quality of your life instantly? Maybe try trading soda for water. You'll instantly lose a whole bunch of weight, trust me. But it's up to you, because if you keep doing the same things, you'll keep getting the same results. So I hope you enjoyed this. And if you did, please take a screenshot, share this with a friend, and tag me on social media. I'm at Chris Van Vliet. I love hanging out with you like this. We've got big plans for 2022 for the podcast, for the YouTube channel, and beyond. And I'm so glad that you're on this ride with me. Head to my website, chrisvanvliet.com. And if you haven't yet, please sign up for our newsletter there so you'll be able to keep in touch and also find out about all the things that we have going on. Be great. Be grateful. We will see you on the next one for some more insight.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.